I travelled west of Beijing to a town that has preserved one of China's most extraordinary ancient light shows.
If you want to see a centuries-old slice of China, Nanquan is a good place to start. Its name means warm spring town, and it's called that because it has a geothermal spring which never freezes. Bit of a bonus, really, here in winter when the temperature drops to minus 20 degrees.
Because of this, Nanquan has been inhabited for over 20,000 years. Much of what you can see here dates back to the Ming Dynasty and is over 500 years old.
But it's not just these magnificent ancient buildings I've come to see. I'm here because Nanquan is a place where some of China's oldest New Year traditions have also been perfectly preserved. And one of the most spectacular, and most dangerous of them, is called Da Su Hua, which basically means creating a canopy of flowers.
A canopy of flowers made from flying shards of molten metal. This tradition was started here 500 years ago as a cheap alternative to fireworks by a blacksmith like Mr. Xue. His family have been blacksmiths here in Nanquan for an incredible 14 generations, and he's the last in a long line of Da Su Hua masters. The tradition has been that the art is passed down from fathers to sons, and Mr. Xue has two daughters.
Who's next? Who's going to take over from you?
Creating a light show out of molten iron is a dangerous business, but Mr. Xue has agreed to show me how it's done.
The molten iron has now been cooking for about 45 minutes, and it's looking pretty hot. But before we let any sparks fly, Mr. Xue has to get into some protective clothing. Now, if you think he's going to don a full asbestos suit with some goggles and a helmet, think again.
Ready to go in the most flammable protective gear I've ever seen, Mr. Xue gives me my first ever demonstration of Da Su Hua.
So that was just a small scale demonstration. So if you want to see the full version, you've got to go inside tonight into the theatre.